Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nayanam Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Nagaland Governor Nandkishore Yadav says rich tribal heritage of Northeast forms invaluable part of India's cultural legacy. Chief Minister Nephew Rio calls for renewed efforts to protect Nagaland's rich ecosystems. Union Minister Amit Shah says government to launch smart border project to make border more impregnable. Nagaland Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services Department closely monitoring present outbreak of African swine fever. Now the news in detail. Governor of Nagaland Nandkishore Yadav today said that the rich tribal heritage of Northeast forms an invaluable part of India's collective civilization and cultural legacy. He emphasized that preservation of heritage should not be viewed as resistance to progress but as an effort to ensure that development remains culturally sensitive, inclusive and sustainable. The governor, who is also the chief rector of Nagaland University, was speaking at the inaugural ceremony of the national seminar on the theme Revisiting Tribal Heritage of Northeast India, Challenges and Opportunities, organized by the School of Humanities and Education, Merrimack Campus, Kohima, Nagaland University. Stating that rapid globalization, modernization, urbanization and technological advancement have posed serious challenges to traditional institutions and cultural practices, he expressed concern over the gradual decline of indigenous languages, fading oral traditions and the growing disconnect of younger generations from their cultural roots. In this regard, Mr. Yadav stressed the importance of academic discussions and seminars aimed at preserving and promoting tribal heritage. Highlighting the role of universities, the governor said that Nagaland University can play a transformative role by encouraging interdisciplinary studies, strengthening indigenous knowledge systems, promoting local languages, and bridging traditional wisdom with modern scholarship. On International Day for Biological Diversity today, Chief Minister Nephew Rio called for renewed efforts to protect the state's rich natural heritage and ecosystems. In a social media post, Mr. Rio said the state celebrates Nagaland's rich biodiversity and ecosystems that sustain the people, culture and way of life. He noted that Nagaland is part of one of the world's biodiversity hotspots and stressed the importance of strengthening conservation efforts to preserve its natural resources. According to documented records, the state has 1,231 cultivated crop species, including 105 crops grown in jhum fields. The state also possesses 248 species of wild edible fruits, 128 wild edible vegetables, 52 edible flowers, and 58 varieties of wild edible mushrooms. In addition, Nagaland has 656 medicinal plant species, 57 bamboo species, 345 orchid species, 346 lichens, and 280 fern species, including 560 indigenous local useful species, 147 commercial timber plants, and several lesser known indigenous species. In the faunal component, the state has documented 183 species of animals and butterflies, 67 mammal species and over 541 species of aves or birds. The state also has 32 amphibian species, 149 fish species, more than 35 snake species and over 6 species of lizards and geckos. In addition, 50 species of mollusk and 78 varieties of edible insects have been documented in the state. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government will launch the Smart Border Project to make the entire border even more impregnable. Addressing the investiture ceremony of BSF in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said the project will be equipped with drones, radars, cameras and other technical resources.
पहले एक साल के अंदर ही स्मार्ट बॉर्डर कंसेप्ट के साथ सीमा सुरक्षा बल की सुरक्षा में सभी प्रकार की तकनीक को लैस कर एक अभेद बॉर्डर की हम सुरक्षा की ग्रिड बनाने का काम आगे बढ़ रहा है और बहुत कम समय में गृह मंत्रालय ड्रोन रडार आधुनिक कैमराज और बाकी सारी तकनीक के साथ एक स्मार्ट बॉर्डर के प्रोजेक्ट को लेकर देश के सामने आएगा।
The Home Minister said that the security of international borders must be viewed as a broader territorial responsibility rather than an isolated task to tackle the challenges. Mr. Shah said that despite vulnerabilities and multiple challenges, the force has consistently upheld the nation's pride. He highlighted emerging security threats, including illegal infiltration, narcotic smuggling, circulation of fake currency, and smuggling arms and drugs. The Home Minister emphasized the need for a more integrated and comprehensive security framework and called for greater coordination among state police, central armed forces, intelligence agencies, and local administration. Directorate of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, NAGLEN, has been closely monitoring the present outbreak of African swine fever, ASF, affecting various parts of the state. The department stated that in collaboration with all district veterinary officers and field staff, it is actively undertaking surveillance, containment, awareness, sample collection, and biosecurity measures to control the spread of the disease. The department has advised the public to immediately report any sudden sickness or death of pigs to the nearest veterinary institution or office. It has also directed people to avoid unauthorized movement, sale, or transportation of pigs and pork products from affected areas. The department asks pig farmers to maintain strict farm hygiene and biosecurity practices and not to dispose dead pigs in rivers, streams, forests, or open public areas. The directorate further requests all media houses and public to disseminate only verified information issued by the department in order to avoid misinformation and unnecessary panic. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Kohima District today launched the Jan Bhagidari Abhiyan Sabse Dur Sabse Pehle IEC campaign with the objective of strengthening awareness and outreach on various government welfare schemes and ensuring last mile delivery of services to the people. The campaign, inspired by the vision of the Prime Minister for Viksit Bharat, focuses on empowering tribal communities, enriching tribal heritage and ensuring tribal rights through grassroots participation and coordinated departmental efforts. Activities under the campaign include Jan Sunwa, awareness generation programs, village immersion, entitlement resolution, and community outreach initiatives. Launching the campaign, Deputy Commissioner Kohima B. Henok Buchum informed that various departments would undertake awareness activities, outreach programs, service delivery camps, and interactions with local communities during the campaign period. Efforts would also be made to ensure that eligible beneficiaries are connected with welfare schemes and essential services in a transparent and accessible manner. The results for the engagement of part-time correspondents for the 11 districts of NAGLEN at Regional News Unit, Akashvani Kohima, have been declared. The results will be made available on the notice board of Akashvani Kohima. Directorate of Technical Education, NAGLEN, has informed that students appearing for the Common University Entrance Test, CUET UG 2026, and intending to avail NAGLEN State Reserve seats in paramedical, agri and allied degree courses can obtain registration forms at its office in Kohima. It informed that the reserve seats are only for students with physics, chemistry and biology subjects. The forms will be available from 1st June during office working hours. It could also be downloaded from the website dte.naglen.gov.in. Last date for issue and submission of filled form along with CUET scorecard is 30th June. And now to round up this evening's bulletin, the headlines once again. NAGLEN Governor Nandkishore Yadav says rich tribal heritage of Northeast forms invaluable part of India's cultural legacy. Chief Minister Nipirio calls for renewed efforts to protect NAGLEN's rich ecosystems. Union Minister Amit Shah says government to launch smart border project to make border more impregnable. And NAGLEN Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services Department closely monitoring present outbreak of African swine fever. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.